You're listening to Superpowers of the Soul on the Superpower Up Podcast, the show that elevates superpowers to the divine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Jennifer Urizio, and this is Superpowers of the Soul, and I am a superpower expert, and I'm also the founder of Soul Language. And I am so lucky today to talk to Christine Lang, and the topic is intuition, meaning of the body. So welcome, Christine.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm so excited you're here. Thank you so much for accommodating us. So I always like to start with this question, you know, because it's so on target with what our viewers love, our listeners love, and what we talk about a lot, which is superpowers. What do you consider the superpower of your soul is?
I think my superpower of the soul is that I can hear my spirit and I can also hear another person's spirit. And I can see the energy in their body. So I can get access to information about everything from physical symptoms to relationships to whatever, just by connecting with that person.
Beautiful. And so we also talk a lot about sacred purpose. And I think so often people think that their sacred purpose is to be an author, to be a healer, but it's really not. It's what you're profoundly here to experience and then offer that experience to others. What do you consider your sacred purpose?
I would say my sacred purpose is to help people understand that because the universe is perfect, things are happening for them, not to them. And that because of that, if I can get people to understand that, then it empowers them to help them understand how their body and their life got to where it is right now and how that's a good thing.
I love that. Yeah, you know, I always say that, and I always say, you know, it's happening also through us, right? And about really co-creating instead of, I think so often people put themselves in this position, you know, that it's the universe and me, and we're kind of in conflict rather than co-creation, and that the universe has our back. So we're right on the same page here. So what has been a common theme that your soul has shared with you personally?
I would say the theme is that when we don't understand that things are happening for us, not to us, then we, including me, react defensively, and we spend a lot of time in resistance. So to you, to what you just said, instead of co-creating, we're just resisting what is or what we think we don't want. And so it throws us into either reacting as a victim or being aggressive and frustrated. And all of those things are about resistance and about contracting. And so I would say that theme is just in every moment you get to choose again. You know, are we moving in flow with something and trying to understand how it's helping us, or are we busy resisting it?
Yeah, and I love that kind of new definition of resistance, you know, like the resistance is a simple question you can ask yourself. Do you believe that this is happening to you or for you? And when you ask that question, you know, you can see yourself kind of relaxing about, well, oh, okay. You know, I don't have to be always at battle, especially us that has warrior energy. You know, you can really settle down and go, okay, what's my next conscious move?
Right.
So you talked a little bit about how you support others. How does your soul, in what you also already talked about, but what additional ways does your soul support others?
I think it's a lot through teaching others how to sit in that new space of seeking to understand versus reacting to suppress or argue or destroy. You know, especially if you have that warrior energy, your first reaction is pick up your sword, right? Anything doesn't feel good, pick up your sword. But if you could instead kind of picture a satellite dish in front of your body, like, let me take in information. Let me sit and get quiet and pull in the information so I can let my intuition start helping me glean, what is this really about? What's the bigger picture? What's going on here, instead of reacting to that instant moment?
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, because I think when something happens, especially in the body, people tend to immediately go into fear.
Sure. Well, in our culture, we're taught to do that because the whole marketing machine, of, you know, and for Big Pharma and everybody else is, we've got to get you dissatisfied with what your body's doing and how you look so you'll buy products. So everything is seen as going to battle with your body. And, you know, I'm in my mid-50s, and in our generation, we were raised to see the body as like this bio machine where your parts are going to wear out and break down, and you've got to, you know, suppress what the body's trying to do or cover it up. And that's where meds come in. And so to relate to your body in a totally different way takes some practice. And, you know, I try to look at the body like a giant answering machine, and your spirit's leaving you messages there all the time. And if you're busy, you know, just erasing the message and getting annoyed that somebody keeps calling and leaving you a message, your spirit's going to have to keep leaving you that message.
Yeah. So we're going to continue this conversation after the break. So everyone stay tuned. Before we break, Christine, let everyone know how to get in touch with you.
My website is christinelang.org. So you can reach me if you want to email me. It's christine@christinelang.org, or you can just go straight to my website.
Beautiful. Okay, everyone, stay tuned.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Jennifer Rizzo, and this is the Superpowers of the Soul, and I'm with Christine Lang today, and we're talking about intuition, meaning of the body. So, you know, if people are just starting to really, you know, what I've noticed about some spiritual people is that they've got the soul down, right? And then they forget this whole thing called their body.
Right.
Right. And then they have to kind of readjust because the body, as you says, keeps leaving them messages until it gets fed up and some major distress is happening in their body. So what would be an easy way that people can start listening and having this deep dialogue with their body?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I always, you know, my favorite Buddhist expression is be still and know. And, you know, most of us are, you know, geared towards as soon as your feet hit the floor in the morning and you get out of bed, you're on that hamster wheel and you run until you give yourself permission to get off the hamster wheel and go back to bed. And so we don't really in our culture make time to just sit and feel what's actually going on in the body. So I encourage people to do any form of meditation that feels comfortable for you. There's some free guided meditations on my website, but there's tons of them on the internet as well. And do something to center and quiet yourself. And then in your mind's eye, go into that part of the body where you're having a symptom and just ask, what are you trying to tell me? And people are amazed how often they get the message.
Yeah. So and, I have a caveat there. So what happens when they get a, you know, so often they get a message and, you know, we hear this all the time as master intuitives, right? And then they go right into fear. So how can people get this messages of their body and, you know, stay in neutrality so they can come from a place of power and consciousness rather than moving directly into fear?
You can know that your spirit is never going to dump on you something you can't handle and shift on your own. So if you say, and this works the best for chronic conditions. So if you say have low back pain all the time and you sit and you get quiet and you ask that part of the body, what are you trying to tell me? And they're saying, it's about your struggles with power. It's time to redefine what being empowered looks like. Then that's something you start exploring in your journaling, in your meditation, in your conversations with your friends, in your session with your intuitive. But it's the topic to be addressed. It's not saying you have to quit your job tomorrow, right? It's unlikely somebody's spirit is trying to send them that message through a bodily symptom. It's much more often that the messages that I hear are about helping someone shift in a way that will bring them greater peace, greater happiness, and a more fulfilling life.
Yeah, and that's a really great point. You know, I think so often we can be trained to, you know, want the quick fix, want the Band-Aid, you know, that's what medication tends to be about, in quotes.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, knowing that your the messages of your body, your soul and your spirit are going to support that message. It's going to support your growth and it's long-term happiness. And they'll be short-term, but, you know, to start thinking of that interaction, I have the hiccups, by the way, to start thinking the interaction about, you know, long vision with your body rather than instinct back and forth.
Yes. And I think that the, you know, the way that I discovered my abilities was because I developed allergies when I was in law school. And at the end of my journey of realizing I had these abilities, I had no more allergies, but I also had a kinder way of talking to myself. I eliminated most of the negative self-talk. And so it was such a gift because not only were the allergies gone, but this transformation happened over a period of 2 years where I now have such this kind and gentle way of speaking to myself compared to who I was when I was in law school.
So now people are, they're in their stillness. They're going to have this kind of interaction with their body. How do they keep the conversation ongoing? So it doesn't have to be when there's struggle or when there's pain or when there's distress, but such an ongoing conversation. So it's a growing relationship towards growth rather than when something is in distress.
Well, first I will say that's a great attitude to have. Your spirit will appreciate that. And your spirit will always prefer to have an ongoing conversation with you so she isn't having to bring bodily symptoms. Those are kind of the call of last resort. First, your spirit's going to speak to you through feelings. Only when you suppress or ignore the feelings or don't act on them for a period of time does it progress to a physical symptom. So the first step then, if we work that in reverse, is pay attention to how you feel. And again, crazy as it sounds, most people don't know how they feel unless you get still. Because if we're just going all day long, then we're primarily operating on the mental level and the physical level.
Yeah.
And what's happening on the emotional level is a little bit of a mystery. And so getting quiet and still, it's why people have great ideas in the shower or when they're driving, because it does quiet down the physical and mental sides of ourselves and allows a little bit of that emotional piece to leak to the surface. So consciously making time to sit and make time to connect, whether it's through journaling or meditation or working, you know, in a session with a healer or an intuitive, is about allowing the space for your spirit to speak to you.
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't know, download a feelings chart. There's something like 45 different emotions, you know, and I think most of us are really black and white when it comes to understanding what we're feeling. Good, bad, happy, joy, right?
Right.
Where there's so many subtleties. And I think there's really gold in the subtleties. There's information there. And, you know, you might have to ask a question a couple different ways, you know, to get the deep level. And, you know, I always say clients, if you get an answer and you don't understand it, ask another question. And I think people have that kind of resistance about being in communication and especially when it comes to their soul and their spirit and the divine. They don't ask enough questions.
I agree. And there's all different ways to ask the questions. I mean, you could come see a medical intuitive like me or see another healer, but you can also say a prayer before you go to sleep. And then you might get the answer within your dream. I sometimes will, right before I get in the car to head out, I'll pose a question to the universe. And with usually the first song that comes on the radio or the second song, something in the lyrics has an answer for me or a clue. I mean, the universe will bring you information in so many different ways if you're open to receiving it.
Yeah, I always notice, like, there's a question in the back of my head and I'll sit down, I'll watch TV and I'll get the answer. They're one of the characters. I'm like, oh my God. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'll read a book. Like, so I know the channels that I prefer. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about really just being present with yourself, with your body to participate in all of the messages that you're getting 24/7. So as we're wrapping up here, if there's one thing that you want everyone to remember from our conversation today, what would it be?
I think it would be that when if you could shift your perspective about your physical body to one that not, oh, this body is not cooperating with me, but to one of, this body is in service to me and my spirit is using it to help me live the most happy, fulfilling life I can have, and change that relationship to your body, you're going to increase your happiness exponentially.
Beautiful. So before I ask the last question, please give out your website again.
It's ChristineLang.org. And there's all kinds of freebie stuff on there as well, of guided meditations and little mini classes. There's actually a little class to help you go into your body and help you get some ideas of some of the symptoms and what they most commonly mean. So there's goodies on there.
Beautiful. I love goodies. So my last question is this.
Okay.
Whatever you call universe, God, tree, Bob, cupcake, whatever you call that thing, if you were a refrigerator on God, cupcake, divine spirits refrigerator, what would your magnet say?
I think it would say, be still and know, even though I'm paraphrasing the Buddha on that one, just because I think we get access to so much wisdom when we honor ourselves and our journey by being still and just going within.
Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. It's been a great conversation. And everyone, I would suggest that you log on to our site and get some of those goodies. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was fun.
So everyone, if you like what you heard, you can connect with me and all the other experts in the Superpower Net at superpowerexperts.com/the net. Thanks, and I will be back soon.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the Superpower Quiz today.